Welcome.
Welcome yourself. Nate really wanted a hard start today. Yeah. He wanted to know once and for all, am I ready? Stop sorting through my bag.
Well, there's a lot of, yeah.
Sorting.
Extraneous sorting.
You know what? There's milk duds that I ate a lot of food. We went to the wrong... Nate told me the movie started at 3:45. Turns out, 4:55.
Hey, guys. 4:55.
That's an hour, 10 minutes.
So we had to just sit around like dopes.
Ugh, just staring at each other. No, we went to eat, and I ate too much food. Yeah. And then I had milk duds, and let's just put it all on the table. That's where it is.
Yeah. But, you know... I think it was good. I actually thought that it happened the way it was supposed to.
You know what? Yeah. Life is perfect. You're reading the four agreements. You understand. Are you only at the first agreement
far? I've finished
them. Oh, you finished it. Yeah, you working all the agreements? It only works if you work it. That's what
I'm trying to work all of them. I have to say that I think the first one is the toughest of the four.
Impeccable with
Let's
your
go
work.
Over them. Most people at home don't know them.
You don't think so?
First one. Be impeccable with your word.
Mm-hmm. Or with your void, as my Aunt Evelyn might have said.
That's awesome.
You're beautiful.
Like that.
Be impeccable with your void.
And that basically means a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, when you say, like, I'll give some examples.
Okay, great.
You know, be true to your word.
Mm-hmm.
When you say you're going to do something,
do it.
Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. if you... You know,
if you make
say
plans,
something.
Stick yeah, with them,
follow
that
up
kind
on
of
it.
Thing.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's like be truthful. You know,
right? Don't be a liar. Yeah. Don't be a bold-faced liar, Larry.
But along with it is, which
also,
I think is the toughest.
No gossip. Well, we're dealing, folks. You may not know this, but we're dealing with Wanda. What was your name?
Spreadworthy. Wanda G. Spreadworthy. Yeah.
Back in the early days of the UCB.
Yeah.
Wanda. P. Spreadworthy?
G.
G. Spreadworthy. Yeah. Used to have a little column.
The G stands for gossip.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Was it on the IRC, the Improv Resource
Center? Yes, it was. Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
I feel like these days it might be on, like, she might have her own Facebook page.
Yeah.
I
think so. She'd be that. She probably would.
10 years later, where is Wanda G? She's reformed. She's impeccable with her work.
Tumblr, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Tumblr. Yeah. That's probably right. Yeah. Tweets? Oh
yes.
Tweets.
Oh, she'd be a great tweeter.
Oh, she would.
Yeah,
why
a lot of scoop.
You decide to go with a lady as your moniker?
Because I think, like, that kind of old school gossip column
mm-hmm.
is what we were going for.
Mm-hmm. We?
Yeah.
Now you say we.
Yeah, there was more. There was a whole team of writers.
But you, it was your idea, right? And it was you.
I basically came out of this idea. It was like we felt that the improv community. In especially this board, this mm-hmm. you know, Improv Resource Center. We thought it was kind of boring.
I see.
And we wanted to shake
you
things
wanted to,
up.
I see.
And so
you and your team.
Yeah, mm-hmm, my crack team.
Now, but be honest, it was you, and then you had a couple people who might give you the 411 on.
No, like I'll be honest. Like, in some of our former guests
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
were part of the crack team. Do you not know who we all were? I think there's enough. Space between everything.
I know Dorothy,
I can reveal them.
Who
yes.
is not our guest.
Yeah.
But yeah.
She, and in fact, like, I think, like, she was the one that sort of, like, was like, oh, we should do this kind of...
That's so funny.
Like, we were talking about that it was boring. She,
that's ironic, because now she works for Metro.
And
honestly...
reporter. It, like, definitely... So, I even think that she did, like, point to it at one point, like, early on, like, when
so
she, you know, started at Metro to be like, hey, write a column, you know, like,
oh
kind of thing,
God.
Which is pretty crazy.
That is crazy.
She was one of them. Eric Tenoy.
Oh, Tenoy.
Was one.
That's weird. He's a real quiet
that,
mouse.
But he was knowledgeable.
With expert eyes.
He had the scoop, always
mm-hmm.
watching.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Carnivale.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I think I knew that.
And then also this girl, Andrea Palumbos.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Who was one of Dorothy's good friends
mm-hmm.
back in New York.
She follows me on Instagram.
And I think that was the team.
I see. That was it. That was the crack.
And it was very... It was, you know, they always say, like, oh, UCB, like, Mod is, like, training for SNL and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was, we did. We had, like, a, you know, Wanda was, like, more, yeah, training for, like, a real column or something like that. Because we would have an editorial meeting.
Oh, my God.
You know? That's like, we would have lunch. It started, we all had lunch together. We used to work near each other. In Rock Center in that area.
So ridiculous.
And yeah, we would have these little meetings.
And back then, the UCB was even a smaller community.
Yes, and it was just in New York, and yeah, we spiced things up. And what was funny was we ran all different types of items. And speaking of, like, you know, gossip and truth and this sort of thing, like. Half one of the recurring bits was we would run things that were so old and pretend like they were new.
I see.
And then we would also run bits that definitely weren't true at all, but mm-hmm. were sort of outlandishly not true, so mm-hmm. it was kind of obvious that they weren't true. And then we would run
true story.
Yeah, and then we would run some things that were real.
Mm-hmm. And I remember I was in it at one point.
Yeah, I'm sure you were.
A real
yeah.
true story, but yeah. I can't. It was someone I was dating.
Yeah.
Might have been Brett or. Yeah. It was either Will or Brett.
But it was pretty amusing, and it was definitely consumed the improv community for, mm-hmm. I'd say, like, the better part of a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so funny
because people didn't like it.
That's true, which I always found interesting because it was, like, it was all written in kind of a code.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of the time it was, like, you could figure out if something was about you, but if it was about something else, maybe you wouldn't be able to. Mm-hmm. And I
think they just didn't like the nature of yeah. not being impeccable with your words.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Oh, yeah. So let's bring it back.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So number two is...
Well, we weren't done with one. One oh, yeah. is just no gossip.
No gossip. No liars. Being truthful. Follow mm-hmm. up on your word. Your word is your troth.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Your troth?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
That's old school. That's like Shakespearean.
Oh,
kinda.
Okay. We're back yeah. there. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Number two.
Mm-hmm.
Is what? I remember, like, the last one.
I know one is don't take anything personally.
Yes, that's number three.
Oh, okay. That's the one that I have a hard time with.
Shit, what's number two? Okay, the last one is do your best.
Oh.
Always do your best.
Oh, okay.
And then what's number two?
I don't know. For me, the first one is not very hard. I don't have a hard time with the no gossip at all. But
yeah.
I do have a hard time not taking things personally. That is
it's
really
gonna bother
hard
me.
For me.
Be impeccable with
Let's
your work.
Let's see. I'll look it up.
Don't take it personally.
Mm-hmm.
Always do your best.
Mm-hmm. Don't be a dick. Could that be it?
Yeah, it should be. That should be one of them.
No, it's
right?
not. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's
doing
not.
Doing to others is doing of them. Doing to you.
That makes sense,
I
right?
mean, it sounds like that would be a good rule.
What is it? Did it come up yet?
Well,
No.
I mean, the book came up, but let's see.
Right.
Well, anyway, you're...
We'll come back. I'm trying to do it, and I think that...
Oh, here it is. Oh, number two is don't take anything personally.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Number three is don't make assumptions.
Yes,
oh, that's
yes.
a good one, too.
That's right, yes.
I've trained myself.
Which, those are very
well.
Related. I think number
they
two
are,
and three are
exactly,
very related.
They yeah. are. That's why it is very hard. That's really, those are my two biggies.
Yeah.
I always do my best. I'm just kidding.
Well, I think that's the easiest to do.
Really?
I think so. You know.
But a lot of times people, you know, they don't put in, they just kind of.
Half-ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true.
When something's easy for you, it's easy to half-ass it.
That's true.
I think.
And if something's easy to put off, then it's. Yeah, mm-hmm. then you're not.
You know what? I'm glad we revisited this because there's a few things that I could always do my best with that I have not been doing my best
oh,
with.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Well, I'm taking a songwriting class.
Are you really?
I really love it.
That's awesome.
Thank you. And I have not been doing my best.
Okay. Yeah.
I've been putting it off a lot. And then, like, because it's actually.
See, that's typically my number one. Procrastination is to actually write songs.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's the thing. Like,
yeah.
I've been doing the classes, but then when it comes down to putting everything together to actually write a song,
yeah,
I procrastinate, and I'm not doing my best.
Yeah, you gotta go back and agree
with
that.
You know what? Those are some good agreements. You know what? I think maybe they should just make them 5 Number five, don't be a dick. And then, right. then we got a book we can sell.
Exactly.
Which actually, unless you have something else to say,
no, what?
Yeah. leads into the movie.
Yes.
Pretty well.
Yeah.
Because Steve Carell is a dick.
He totally is. Okay, so we saw, yeah, let's just go
let's
into
just
it.
Let's just do it. You know what? It.
Oh, and in case everybody didn't notice, yeah, there's nobody yammering in the back
yeah.
seat. It's just us.
About time.
No blowhards.
Ugh, the
fouling
worst.
Up the joint.
Yeah.
We saw the way, way back.
Because we couldn't get a guest.
No.
We had some scheduling difficulties. And
yeah.
actually, it was good we didn't today. Cause,
it is, because I kind of messed up the time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
But we talked with the cute girl at the Arclight, and it almost seemed like maybe if we can make her a fan, maybe we'll, like, work in,
right.
you know, and get a space inside the Arclight.
Well,
do you think
she said
happen?
She'd bring it up at the next group meeting.
Yeah.
When they asked. She said, when they asked for suggestions next.
So now, who knows?
It was unprompted.
It was.
I mean,
it was. And she kept asking, like, what's it called, whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. I was just looking up right now to see if that movie... was a book.
And was it or not? I know it's like, you know,
well,
written by Jim Rash and Ed Faxton and also did The Descendants.
There is a book called...
Which The Descendants was based on a book. Yeah. So maybe that's why I thought...
Well, no, it did feel like a book. And,
it felt like
in
it,
the
yeah.
way that I liked.
Yeah. Well, this was a classic summer tale.
Oh, yeah.
Classic summer movie.
Sam...
And this is my favorite, right. it's one of my favorite kind of summer movies.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like, you know, new kid in town,
mm-hmm.
new loser kid in town.
The
He's
new kid
just
in
not
town.
Fitting in,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he needs some help. And he finds it in an unlikely source, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny
guys, Sam Rockwell.
Right, you know.
I went to a party once, not to name drop, but guys, I used to go to parties.
Uh-huh.
And... Jeremy Piven and Sam Rockwell were there, and they
nice.
Were talking to each other, and they were both maybe 5'3". They were both so tiny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And in this movie, I was looking, he didn't look so tiny. I wonder if they put him on boxes like they do with Tom Cruise.
I'm sure they did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they did, because the kid, like... if I'm remembering correctly, didn't seem like he towered over him or anything, so...
No, he. You know. I was looking... And he was shorter than him.
Yeah.
And then Maya Rudolph was like just a teensy bit shorter than him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But Steve Carell didn't. Anyway, I was kind of obsessed with it because I was obsessed with how tiny he was when I saw him.
Right.
IRL.
Well, in any event.
Yes.
This is like, to me, like there's tradition. There's so many movies like this. Like Karate Kid.
Ugh, that is such a great movie.
Isn't like Heartbreak Kid like this too?
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember.
Just want to name movies with kid in it.
No, well, but I'm thinking like it's the same kind of story, but I love it. I love it. I eat it up, and
me too.
There was a lot of audible noises from you of dissatisfaction in the early parts of the
Not
movie.
Not dissatisfaction, upset. It was
yes.
very hard. It's very hard for me to watch. Basically child abuse. And Steve Carell was so terribly rejecting and mean to this
yeah.
kid. It was hard for me to watch.
I was talking
stand.
With my friend last night. She had just seen this and I brought up this because I was excited for this because
yeah.
this is a nice sort of role shift for Steve Carell.
Mm-hmm.
He normally plays a bumbling kind of guy
That's
or just
true.
An everyman.
Right.
And then he's straight up dick.
Ugh.
He's cold stone dick.
By the
dick
way, I just
movie.
Looked this up and it's trying to tell me that Sam Rockwell's 5'8". In his dreams, guys. And this one's 5'9". Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't believe everything you read. That's what it comes down
that's funny.
To. Okay, go on.
Stellar cast.
Ah, really great cast.
We got Toni Collette.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Basically, you know, so the kid's the kid. Have we ever seen the kid
no,
before?
And
Liam something?
He didn't speak much, and I think that was probably good because, Well,
when there was the one breakdown scene, it was
yeah.
like,
yeah. Yeah, but yeah. also I really think that he's probably gay, which is
oh,
fine,
really? Okay, yeah.
obviously, but
yeah.
he was supposed to be romantic,
yes,
have romantic interests in ladies, and to me it was just super clear that he was really gay, and
I didn't get that. I just got he was really awkward.
Well, that's and for that sure. was needed. But then when he would really talk, because he would only say like a few words here and there. And then when he would really talk, I was like, oh, that's not going to work with this storyline.
Well, Toni Collette plays his mom. Then we got next door neighbor, Allison Janney. I love her.
She was so good.
Stole the show, as far as I'm concerned.
She was amazing.
Sam Rockwell, we knew he was going to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But
and
Janney
also, let me just say, Allison Janney with her outfits, too. Yes. So unflattering, but so
perfect.
She
just
owned
it, yeah.
Oh, it was so great.
It was really funny. She has, it was a funny, there was a lot of good characters in this movie. Mm-hmm. One of her sons has the lazy eye.
Yeah.
And that was just very funny. Because they played it very realistically. Mm-hmm. You know, they made fun of him, but it was painful. And then he kind of owned it. And it was
more like comical as opposed to Steve Carell just being mean to this.
Yes. Ugh. That's true. Like, you could tell Allison Janney, like, was like, she still loved her son.
Right, and she was ditzy and just kind of stupid about it.
Yeah.
Instead of just like, you know, cold-hearted, evil lady.
Then we got Amanda Peet and Rob Corddry are a couple.
Mm-hmm.
That they're in the they go to this beach town where Steve Carell, I guess he owns the, or maybe he's renting it, who knows, whatever. But he always goes there to this beach house.
Yeah, I think he owns it.
And then so everyone knows each other. And then this is a couple that they hang out with.
Right.
Then we got, anyone else? Am I missing somebody?
The guy from Ben and Kate, who I love.
Yes.
And then a couple teenagers. But the idea being that Steve Carell is dating Toni Collette. He's the, you know, he wants
to She's got a kid, them, he's got a kid.
Yeah, they want to make him into a family.
Yeah.
But he's really mean, and so this kid is, like, very isolated in the summer, because also Steve Carell's daughter is a real asshole herself.
Bitch, yeah.
And so
I love how this movie starts.
He's left to his own devices.
I'm not ruining anything, because this is in the preview.
Okay.
But this is an example of his dictum.
Yeah.
Is he says to, they're driving down, and he says to the kid, he's like, oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate yourself?
Yeah.
Kid doesn't want to answer. And then he finally, like, goes him into and he says 6. He's like, I'd rate you a 3.
Yes.
I think you're a 3.
That's how terrible it was. And I was like, I can't stand to watch just child, straight up child abuse for an hour and a half.
Oh, but Maya Rudolph was in it too.
Oh,
yeah,
she was great.
And Jim Rash is you know, has a part in it as well. He's the writer, but he in the movie Walter.
Got
is his name
it.
Or something like that?
Yes,
yeah.
I thought. Yeah. Right. He wrote
Who's
the
on Community. Yeah.
Yeah, and got
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was just, you know, a real slice of, in some ways, slice of life, beach life.
Yeah.
But also just painful teenage years when you're
a lot
parents,
of broken families.
Yes.
How you deal with that.
Yeah, and I did, it was good. I did like it, even though it was painful.
It was painful. I will be honest and I say that, yeah, in the first part, you kept waiting for him to meet Sam Rockwell because you wanted things to get better. Because it was bad, in the you know, good, bad in the beginning.
I didn't know he was going to meet Sam Rockwell.
Oh,
I
you
mean,
didn't?
I didn't know.
Did you never see the previews?
Oh,
okay. I just have seen the previews.
I
knew
see.
That once
oh,
he meets
okay.
him,
yeah,
he's going to be the Miyagi to make things
exactly.
better.
Exactly. You know? I like, yeah, I really, maybe I think that it would have been better as a book. And that's why I keep mentioning the book thing. Because I feel like it could have, like, had longer moments with them.
Right.
And also, I don't know, there was times where I was like, oh, it could be weird. Like, the guy...
They bond very quickly,
mm-hmm.
and you know what's interesting about this movie? It's set in modern day, but it felt like an older time, maybe because the beach town was very dated and the water park was, but just in modern day, like now, for a, you know, 30-something guy or 40-something guy to befriend a teenage, preteen, you know, or
that's,
I guess he's 14.
Right, now it is weird. And because the kid doesn't talk much.
Yeah.
So it's like he's, like, really pushing this relationship. It's not like they bond over something.
Right.
You know, Sam Rockwell really pushes.
Did they bond over Pac-Man briefly?
Very briefly. Very briefly. And that's why I do think, it kind of made me want to write a book.
Oh, okay. So. That's good. So you're gonna like take time to write a book, but you won't write a song.
You know what? I'm complicated. Okay.
Can't and I didn't say down.
I would.
Yeah.
But now that we've gone over the four agreements, maybe I will.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's true. Now, I was thinking about this movie. Oh, first off, we'll get to the personal stuff, but I'll just say I really liked this movie.
Yeah. I liked it.
And I loved how it ended. I was worried, like, how it was going to end. I thought, oh. And, but it was very satisfying.
I mean, okay, so I liked it, but I would give it, like, a 7.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think I wanted
I like that your rating is numerically, right. Just like Steve Carell, yeah.
Actually, I would like to call up the movie and ask it what it thinks it is. But... I didn't think it was... I feel like it had a lot of potential to be even better, I think.
You know, that reminds me of when I first joined... It must have been Gold's Gym. And this is back in New York. And my trainer, you get a couple free training sessions.
Yeah.
And he did that. He was like, one to ten, what would you rate yourself?
No.
You know, and like... And I probably said something like...
Six.
Six or seven or whatever. And he was like... He's like, no. You're a 10.
No!
And he's like, that's... You have to, like, come in and say, you're a 10 right now. We're just going to improve upon whatever,
wow,
you know.
That's hilarious.
And I liked it. It worked. It made me feel good.
That's like the parenting technique that is being so criticized now, where you just tell your kid they're always great. They're always great. And then they end up never really trying hard because whenever they don't do well at something. Because they think they should always be great easily.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's one of those...
I wish she had said, too, you're a 3.
Because, like, that's the thing. Like, I always felt like people could still tell, you know, even if they said that, they could tell, like, oh, that's just my mom saying that or whatever.
Because,
for instance, like, I remember, like, you know, you'd play, like, we'd play, say, like, my big brother would play in basketball or something. My big brother's 10 years older than me.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, you could tell, like, if he let you win.
Oh, you could.
Or if you really were doing well, or, you know what I mean? Because...
How old were you when you could tell this, you think?
I think when you're, like, maybe below 5, yeah, you wouldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, I think, like, around... Oh, I would say, yeah, around, like, 7 to 8, because my nieces and nephews, we were playing some video game. And it was a video game that I'm very good at.
Mm-hmm.
And they could tell that Uncle Nay was letting up.
Oh, really?
You know?
And
then I destroyed them after they said, no, really play. And I, like, destroyed them. And they were like, no, you know? And so my brother was just like, it's got to be somewhere. You got to try. But, you know?
See, Harper always wants to win. And she would not have minded you letting her win at all.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so I have to, like, actually make sure to win.
Yeah.
Because, not always.
Take her down a peg, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? Yeah. No, because otherwise I don't want her to be the bratty kid who's, like, you know, gets upset if they... I have to teach her she's got to be a good loser, too.
I always wonder, like, now, when's the transition to competitiveness? Because...
Well, she's competitive. She's been competitive since she was 2.
But I even mean in, like, organized sports, because with my nieces and nephews, I've experienced where, in the early stages, they don't keep score.
Right. That's true.
You know, and then, like, they divide the field, and so it's like...
Yeah. I think it's, like, in first grade they start doing
because
that.
We had a soccer team, and we were awful, and we were called the Purple Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost probably every game.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the season, you know, they always have a pizza party and that sort of stuff.
And they give you all trophies.
Yeah, they gave us trophies. And, like, I don't even know what the trophy said. It's ridiculous. All of us knew this was a trophy for losing.
Yeah.
And we were like, this is bullshit, you know.
And they give that when Harbert was in soccer. Sorry, was there more?
No,
when she was 3, everyone got a trophy. I was like, can we please throw this out? I said to Brett, like, recently, because we did keep it for a while. I'm like, this is so stupid. She doesn't even care about soccer. And at the game, I mean, every game, the coach would, like, kick the ball, and then all these kids would just start running. Like, and nobody was actually running towards the ball. No one knew where they were going. It was just, like, the whistle blew, and they knew they were supposed to just run across a field.
Right, right.
It was ridiculous. There was, like, maybe one or two kids who were okay at it, and then Harper would just walk back exhausted and be like, I'm tired.
It's interesting because watching them sort of progress, there is just like, you're just like, practice or whatever, and then there's a moment where things start to like finally make sense, but it's very hazy, and then you emerge. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of learning to play guitar or something like that, because little kids playing soccer is just this big ball of kids.
Yes.
And then at some point they're like, oh, if we don't all go after it, something can happen, you know. But for a while, it's just this big moving mass of kids.
Yeah, it's, I guess, developmental.
And that's why they started dividing the field, and that, I agree with that, that's mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah.
But then it also, like, makes it, it's so weird, you know, I'm an uncle, I can be, like, back from it, but then like, a goal isn't as exciting, you know, because they just went 50 feet, you know, as opposed to, like, a real soccer field. It's huge, you know.
Oh, well, they really did it. At the Y. There was, it was a pretty big field, but it was just ridiculous. Just like a bunch of kids running. No purpose whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. should we talk about things that the movie brought up?
Sure, or? Go ahead. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about summer. Because
summer fruits, it wouldn't be summer.
I was always jealous of kids like having an experience like this movie starts out with. I.e., you spend your whole summer somewhere.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
Mm-mm. Did you go to camp?
Never went to camp.
Never went to camp. Well, I went to camp twice, came back home sick. Twice. The first year I went, I was like 9. I cried. I was...
Holy cannoli.
Are we back on?
We're back on.
Do we know where we left off?
What were we talking? Oh, about summers. And spending a summer. You were talking about you were homesick.
I was homesick. I ended up in the infirmary with pneumonia. I was I just wanted to get out of there. I was so upset. And like, they didn't want to call my mom. And I was like, please. And then when I did talk to my mom, it was like Stockholm syndrome. Like, even though they couldn't hear what I was saying yes or no to, she was like, do you want me to come get you? And I was like, no. I did want her to come get me.
Right.
And then I would like, and then I'd write these letters and I'd be like, the wet parts are my tears. I was very dramatic about the whole thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was like, do is cry and I'd write pictures of myself with big tears.
Yeah.
And finally she did get me.
It's like, when I think about these things, you know, people like, oh, they have this beach house for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, coming from an adult's perspective, I just wonder, like, how do they pay for this?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, what happened to their job? Do they have all this vacation?
Well, who are these people?
Yeah.
They go on the weekends. I remember when I used to temp at investment banks.
Yeah.
A lot of these blowhards would go there for the weekends. And to me, it sounded terrible. They'd be like, oh, like 10 of us are going to share a house. And I was like, ugh, where's the privacy? What if I just need some time to myself? This is awful. They like go to clubs? Ew.
Well, if it was like a big house where each person had their own bedroom, okay. But you know that probably what's happening is that they're doing this whole, like everyone sleeps together, you know, and on the couches. And
yes, that's my nightmare. Sounds so fun. That's my nightmare.
It's the Jersey Shore, you know.
Oh, bullshit. Terrible.
Well,
but I did actually, when I was like 10, we had this family friend, the mailman,
mm-hmm.
Marianne Mailman, and we used to go to her summer house. And that was really idyllic.
Sorry, it's just. Like, I didn't know what he was doing. I thought, like, we're here, and it's more conspicuous because, like, my car is, like, the lights have to come on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just wondering, like,
while you're talking, I'm going to take a picture of the mid-podcast.
Okay, good.
I don't know
if it's, like, best to be mid, you know, not pose for it, but, you know. Well, the thing that I think about is, because we never did, when we would go to the beach, we'd go for like a week, maybe 2 weeks tops.
Where, what beach, in Virginia somewhere?
No, or sometimes, you know, if you're in Northern Virginia, maybe you go to Virginia Beach, but typically you would go to Ocean City, which is in Maryland. That was like kind of the big place, or Rehoboth, Delaware, anywhere in there. And then if you were really doing it, you'd probably go to North Carolina and South Carolina.
I see. And go down there. You got a little southern twirl twinge in your voice when you said that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. South Carolina.
Carolina. And that's...
You may not like this picture of you.
Oh, what is it? Let me see it. I want picture approval. Do I look weird?
Well, it's just dark and...
No, I don't care. Okay, that's fine.
Good, good, good.
Yeah,
so you would go the first...
We would go, and then it was like, whatever, you know, and it was fine, but it wasn't like escaping for the whole summer.
And you wanted a real escape.
I mean, but here's the thing, be careful what you wish for.
Oh.
This wasn't at the beach, so maybe I think it was at the beach would be better.
Mm-hmm.
But one summer, you know, we have all these aunts and stuff, and all my family's from Pittsburgh. So one summer what happened was, we went, and each of us...
The bug ants?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the ants. I see, yeah. I say ants. Know. You say aunt?
No, I say aunt, yeah, okay, but I wasn't sure. You said we had all these ants one summer.
Oh, yeah, so I mean like, you know.
The relatives.
Yeah.
Okay.
We went up to Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. and each of us, my brother's so much older that he was away, mm-hmm. so he didn't count in this summer.
Uh-huh.
So, but my twin uh-huh. and my sister, we each went to a different aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And I went to, or I guess it was two aunts and a grandma.
Oh boy.
What happened? Okay. Okay, there we go.
This is a real debacle.
I went to my grandma, Shelky.
Okay.
She was, you know, no offense
oh, no.
to my other grandma.
Oh, no.
They're both dead now.
Okay.
She was the best.
Oh, okay.
Grandma Shelky.
Mm-hmm.
And
if she was alive, I don't see how she couldn't take offense to that.
Yeah, no, okay. Exactly, mm-hmm. yeah. But, and then it was like my, two of my other aunts, and, mm-hmm. My sister went to my Aunt Tex, and my brother went to my Aunt Diane, okay. which was on a farm,
mm-hmm.
and then Aunt Tex is like in Pittsburgh. So there were three different kind of scenarios.
Okay.
It was like my grandma used to live in this sort of like... you know, it's Pittsburgh, so it was like this coal mining town outside
well, how did
of Pittsburgh.
It, go?
It was great. It was awesome. Like she's such a good cook, and she would spoil us and this sort of thing.
So who had? Did anyone have a bad experience?
Yes. So that's what happened.
Aunt Tex.
Brent.
Oh, Brent had a bad experience.
My sister had a fine time. Uh-huh. You know, she liked Aunt Tex, and that was fine. But my brother did not have a good time. They put him to work.
Ooh.
You know, it was on a farm, so he had to like get up and milk cows and all that stuff. And he was in shovel shit and, you know, that
Whoa,
kind of stuff.
Oh, that's too bad.
He did not like it. Mm-hmm. He, like... And then my other grandma lived with my Aunt Diane.
Mm-hmm.
She was kind of mean, mm-hmm. you know? And, like, so it was much different experience.
Yeah.
So then we were supposed to be there for, like... You know, I guess I was talking to my dad the other day, bringing this up. And it felt like the whole summer. But I think it was just for 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Well, P.S. as a parent now, that's amazing that they could just ship all the kids out. I mean, that
I
would
know,
be
right?
awesome.
Well, I guess
just,
the idea was...
Go. 2 weeks,
it
we're
was,
taking
you know,
off.
To have, like, some, you know...
Sure, that's
alone
what they
time
told
or whatever.
You. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, so what happened is in the second week, we were all supposed to switch. Right?
Oh.
But then my brother was having... such a bad time
oh,
and I
no.
and I was just like I don't want to go
yeah.
you know so like then my brother came to my grandma's
oh,
and we stayed at my grandma's
nice.
My sister stayed at Aunt Texas
mm-hmm.
and maybe my Aunt Diane was very offended I don't know mm. but you know that's what happened
that's nice
but that is a long time to like be with your aunt
home.
You know
yeah.
or grandma whoever and their parents are nowhere around
That's great. Gotta start thinking about
so you
what
guys never
age
do that?
I could ship our kids off.
Yeah.
No, but
Brent does that sometimes.
Ships his kids off?
Yeah, they'll have one of the kids go to the grandparents and stay like a week or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, maybe when they're older.
Yeah.
I do have a friend that told me that her kids were going for 2 weeks to her in-laws, and I was like, that is amazing. You're just going to have 2 weeks? Like,
I know,
that
right?
seems impossible.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. Oh, are we off again?
No, well, something weird was happening. Okay, now we're good. There's just the sound.
I mean, we can barely get a night, for God's sake. We get one night a year.
Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
It's my headphones.
I see.
It was the sound. It's probably still fine, but the headphones were cutting out.
But you are putting ideas in my head now.
Think about
Maybe
it.
Maybe they could just go to... I mean, you can't ship them to Arizona. We'd have to go with them. You can't send a 4.5-year-old and a 7-year-old on a plane.
You know, but on airplane commercials, they make it seem like you can.
I did when I was little, but I did a lot of stuff by myself.
Did you get some wings?
Shouldn't have.
Do they give
oh,
you wings?
Yeah. I flew all over the place.
You know, I had a friend who just flew to Hawaii, and I asked him, I was like, two things I want to know. Hmm. And first off, if I go to Hawaii, this is one of my things I want to do, is I want to see like a volcano with lava.
No problem.
I want to see blub blub.
With lava.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Ideally, if I could, I'd like to walk next to the lava. Mm-hmm. If that could happen, I'd like that.
Well,
number two.
You want the lay.
Yes. Okay. And I was like, is this real? Is this bullshit?
Yeah,
is this
that Hollywood happens. Bullshit? No.
Well, he said it's Hollywood bullshit. What? Maybe they threw in a lesser
picture
carrier.
I have a picture of myself.
You get off the plane.
Yes, and they put
is
a lay right
on you. Is it like stairs walk down kind of thing? Like Total Fantasy Island? Because that's what I want.
That part I don't remember if there was stairs.
I mean, I guess if you walk straight into the terminal, that's fine. But in
no, they Hollywood, definitely you know, do it right away. Yeah. And they give you a picture.
That's what I want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can do that. No problem.
You know, this girl at one of my best friend's wedding, she was from Hawaii.
Is this a recent
marriage?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
This was a while ago. This is probably when my best friend and my brother both got married around the same time. So this is probably 15 years ago.
Oh.
This is a while ago.
15 years your brother's been married.
I know.
How old was he when he got, like, 24?
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah. That's young.
Yeah. He's 24 or 25. Yeah. Oh, so this girl, she's from Hawaii, right? And she was telling us that in Hawaii, there's a thing with the flower where it is in your hair. Like if a girl's wearing a flower in her hair.
Oh, it means something?
And it's kind of like the promise ring kind of thing.
Oh, I think
where if it's on... Okay, basically if it's one side, it means you're single. And if the other side, it means you're taken. Mm. Here's the best part. If it's in the back, and like her hair in the back, it means come follow me.
I was going to say, and does it mean you're a slut?
Off. Whoa. No, well, it means you're about to do it.
You're about to slut it up.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you sad, Uncle Nate, to them? Are you the, oh, he still doesn't have a lady?
I mean, I'll be honest, I do get questioned from time to time.
Mm-hmm. By your nieces?
And I have a, yes, and I have a Bridget Jones, like, you know, interview to get through sometimes where, you know, she gets that in one of the first movie. A little kid questions you like, why
I may
are you...
have to start setting you up.
Yeah.
With people.
Hey, I'll do it.
Are you open to an older lady?
Like how much older?
Hmm.
Well, what is this?
I don't know. Maybe 10 years.
10 years.
So too much older.
That's too much.
But what if
they
seem really young and you would never believe it? We'll talk about this later.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, now you're making me seem like I'm a dick if I say no, on
it's
air.
It's okay.
You know.
On air.
Yeah.
I mean, our thousands of listeners will.
Yeah.
I mean, you may have lost someone secret sleepless in Seattle style
it's
right
true.
Now.
It's
you might
true.
Have some listener who's like, and then you said no, and they're like,
yeah.
And then their Rosie O'Donnell friend's like, girl, don't worry. You don't worry about him. He's not worth it. If he says 10 years, forget it. You don't need it. And then she's off to the Empire State Building crying, and you're just sitting here in a car.
I know. Well, so in any event, like, they did ask me, and they're like, oh, yeah, like, I think it was Caroline. She was like, don't you think you should be married by now?
Mm.
And I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah. And like, why aren't you? And I was like, I don't know, you know. But then I've had girlfriends, and they've, like, they were very curious about when I've had girlfriends.
Right.
They were like, want to see pictures and this sort of stuff.
So
I think, like, they don't think I'm sad Uncle Nate. They know Uncle Nate, you know, has had girlfriends.
He's trying. He's just ruling out, like, 10 years older.
Exactly.
So he's limiting. You'd rather go for unavailable younger girls instead of a lady who knows her, what she wants, who she is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, we should wrap this up.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's true. We've been here for a lot longer than you thought you were going to be here for.
Yeah.
That's why. Well, anyway, I was saying, like, I think that would be fun to have a hole somewhere, someplace else.
Yeah, but
that would
when's
be cool.
that ever going to happen?
I don't know. But
well,
I want
maybe,
it.
You know, with your acting career.
It could happen. Yeah.
You could have, like, George Clooney. You could become friends
with Clooney.
Yeah, we go
to Italy.
And go to, his little island or whatever he has.
That would be great. Mm-hmm. Clune Dog. Hang with him.
The Cloonster.
Yeah. You know?
Sure.
And, okay, what else did I think? I like water parks. I want to go to a water park.
Yeah, I haven't been in a while. That did look like fun. But I feel like you jump in that water and there's a lot of pee. There's a lot of, you know,
snot. I was a lifeguard. I don't think about that shit. I've been in pee water before.
It's mostly the snot that bothers me more than the pee.
So much water just diffuses it all.
Though. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know? There's a cool, it's in the valley, like, I wonder if you guys have been there. There's, like a park that's, like, you know, just like a municipal park that has a water slide. It has two water slides.
Really?
It's actually kind of fun.
No.
And it has, like, one of those pools that's, like, it's like a beach kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
I forget what it's called. I'll have to ask my friend what that, we went. It was fun.
Okay.
And it reminded me of that whole thing. I love where they're at the water slides and they're, like, wait. Hold, and they, because they do that, but I didn't know that they do that with the good looking ladies. Women.
And actually, I appreciate that they did it with that lady because she wasn't like skinny mini, you know, but they wanted to check her out, and I like that trend.
I think the only thing Hollywood about this movie was that the girl that our little nerdling that we followed, that if they were the next door neighbors and she was the romantic interest, she was pretty hot. For him.
Very hot.
You know?
She was very, yeah.
So I don't know if I bought that actually happening.
Really? But he's cute. I mean, like, especially when he didn't talk.
That's true.
Oh, sorry. My phone is buzzing.
Oh, my goodness. Should we wrap it up?
Well.
Or is it Brett? Should we? No. Is Brett going to be on the air?
No.
I want to still do that, the call-in. We still need to do that.
I don't know if we have the technology.
But we might have to do Howard Stern and have fake callers. You know,
oh, and that would be fun. He does have fake collars. Not always, but sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you have Sirius XM radio?
I don't.
Oh,
no.
I used to.
I thought about it sometimes, but I'm never in the car that much.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. You could listen to it at home.
Well, that's true.
Anyway, look, this isn't interesting. So, go see the movie. Live your best life. Be impeccable with your word.
Yes.
Don't take things personally.
Don't
make assumptions.
Don't.
And always do your best. This has been the Roadkill
Review. Bye, guys. The boy meets girl and girl meets boy. But the girl meets another boy and likes him better. Maybe wears a sweater. It's a Roco review. It's a Roco review. It's a Roco review.